This conference will.
I really want everybody to understand the importance of knowing where we are with Manifest. Manifest is coming in 5 weeks as well. It ends up the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, which crosses the last 2 days of business period 4 and the first day of business period 5. Plus Sunday, they're having a special training just on Navigate, which I highly recommend for those of you who perhaps are struggling a little bit with it or haven't signed up for it yet. That's a time to really get familiar. The importance of this week is the following, that the prices for Manifest admission tickets go from $115 to $135 effective Saturday. So this is the last week that you can secure a Manifest registration ticket as a pre-existing associate for $115. Everybody knows that for all new associates, as of January 1st, 2012, the price never changes. It always stays at $99. But for existing associates, it started at $99, it went to $115, which is where it is today. And as of Saturday, this weekend, Saturday, it'll go to $135. So book yourself your tickets now. The other thing you want to make sure to take advantage of is that currently there's a buy one, get one free for Manifest registrations. So if you buy your ticket, you get to have two tickets. So the real cost of your $115 ticket is what? $57.50. So you can get two for the price of one if you register this week, but that ends on Friday. So Friday is your last day that you can get two for the price of one. That is a super deal. So if any bit of your beingness inside your gut, inside your heart, inside any cell in your body, it's saying, man, I wish I could go to Manifest. This is the week to call up that organization of yours, the people in your downline, crossline, people, prospects that you have, and just going, you know what? I got this gut feeling I want to be at Manifest this year because it's a new day. And why don't you go with me? Let's drive. Let's have fun. Let's make this the cheapest vacation we could ever take and just have fun with it. And make the decision to be there. And that's how simple it is. It's just your choice. It's just one simple decision that you make. And figure out a way. You'll find a way. There's always a way. You know, let me give you an idea. Lydia and I, this weekend, when we went to Lubbock, we went out and we found a car, because Lydia, we don't like to put that many miles when you're driving 5-6 hours out and 6 hours back. We don't like to put that many miles on the cars. So what we tend to do is we look at rental cars. And we found a rental car for $46. $46 for 2 days. Now, I don't know how you can beat that. You're better off renting a car than you are even taking your own automobile. So look around at rental cars in your agency, and I'll give you another hint. Here's another hint for all of you who might be considering this, helpful hints. The cheapest prices we ever find on rental cars are at airports. So look at your local airport and find out what their rental is rather than a car rental off-premises from an airport. So lots of good ways to figure that out, people, and I'm just saying, look at it, look and find a way to do it. So no one can tell me, well, our car isn't working or we have some problems with vehicles. You know, there's 101 ways to skin that cat, people. If you want to be there, be there. And I think this is the most important event that Manitech's going to have, because it's so crucial in terms of all the new things coming out and what we're going to be doing and the learning of that and moving forward with it. Okay, so let me talk about a couple other things about tickets. So we know that, number one, $115 is the last week for that price is through Friday, and then it goes to $135 for existing associates. Number two, you can't get buy one, get one free stops effective this coming Saturday, so you only have through Friday to buy one, get one free. The other thing that you need to know is that as of March 18th, which is this coming Saturday again, that if you want to cancel, change, or ticket transfers, anything with regard with managing your Manitech tickets, in other words, any kind of transfer of tickets, this doesn't include if you want a free one, booking somebody with that free ticket. It only includes transferring. Let's say I've already registered three people, and one of them called and said, Mary Jo, I can't go. If I go back in to transfer, I can still do that at no cost right now. But effective Friday is the last day that you have free transfers in tickets. So if you have anyone in your organization that bought tickets that isn't going to use them now, or you bought three tickets, you want to get them placed in people's names by the end of, what, this week. So find those people, get a final commitment from people so you can get the tickets in their name so you don't incur a $25 transfer fee. Now let's talk about the free tickets, because that's an important one so people understand. If you want a free ticket, now free tickets came with buy one, get one free. For a lot of us, that happened back at ManaQuest. Lydia and I got 8 tickets back at ManaQuest. Buy one, get one free. We did it 4 times. They allowed each one of us to get. So we had a lot of tickets from ManaQuest, and all of those free tickets, we need to get them placed in someone's name by March 23rd. The rules state clearly on the Manatech website that you must place those free tickets by March 23rd. All right? So everybody get clear on that. Get your free tickets in somebody's hands by March 23rd. It doesn't tell me the repercussions if you don't. I don't know if you lose the free ticket or whatever, but it says they must be transferred into somebody's name by March 23rd. What I suggest you do, so you don't lose the free ticket, is that even if you don't have somebody to put in somebody's name, take that free ticket and put it in some name so that when you finally sign up that new person in 2 weeks and they're going to manifest with you, all you have to do is incur the $25, not purchase a new ticket for $99 for them. All right? Get real clear on that. So everybody got it? All free tickets must be transferred into somebody's name by March 23rd. And my belief is that if they're not, then they get canceled. So you want to make sure you do that, and so you avoid losing the free ticket. And the second thing is you can do it and put it in anyone's name and just at minimum incur a $25 charge for that free ticket when you transfer it into the person that's coming. Okay, any questions about tickets and manifest? Yes, yes, yes. No, no, no. No tickets. No, no questions. Great, great, great. So let me just highlight one thing before I get Lydia on the phone, who will go over end of business period success tracker ideas and all that review for everybody who maybe just needs a review or never heard it before. The idea of manifest, I'm going to tell you that, that the title of manifest or the theme for manifest this year is the same theme we had at the presidential summit in January in Hawaii, and it's all in, all here. And I love that feeling because it's a truth statement about all in. We're all in manifest. We're 100% in the game. And that's what I feel about me and my commitment to Manatech today. It's 100% all in, right? And we're all here. In other words, be present. It's a statement about presence. That when you come to manifest, don't be, on your iPad and on your iPhone dealing with the 18,000 things in your back home. Stay out of drama and get in, just be with in all of the events that transpire at Manifest. But even though that is the theme, I want to suggest to you there are 2 other thematics that are running throughout everything that Manatech has created for this convention. And what those 2 thematics are for me is, number 1, Manatech Made Easy. I think that's unbelievably true today. I think what you're going to see unfold at Manifest is going to show you how true that is. That little, the exercises they're going to have for us to do and the things, the boosts they're going to have to help you learn the systems that they have and everything that's coming up is awesome. It's going to be an experience of a lifetime to get you off, just off the ground and running with a Manatech Made Easy, a program that now is truly something simple and duplicatable. I keep using the idea of a 10 IQ, and I don't mean to be condescending about that. I just say it from a perspective that really people who, no matter what their background is, no matter what their IQ is, this is so simple. I also use the phraseology of paint by numbers. I think that's what this company has become, which is a blessing beyond belief because we've always been so complicated. Our science is so in-depth and so complex, but we've taken it to the most simplest way and methods of communicating it to people so that we really truly can make it something duplicatable by all. The other thing that other thematic besides Manatech made easy is the thematic that money made easy, because I truly believe with this new 18-month business plan, with the way the consumer acquisition program's working, with the way that Manatech's put in all these, you know, the pool participation, how to get team bonus, power bonus with only four, we really have taken this kind of complicated compensation plan and broken it down into a simplest format that really allows people to grab it without having to have to go through a 28-page booklet. And that's a beautiful thing. It's awesome to have something like that for people so they really can understand it and drive it and see the money flow. And I love the pools. It's made a huge difference in my national executive directors in my organization, and I'm sure it'll make a difference for you and all of your leaders as well. So Manatech made easy, money made easy. Those are kind of the two thematics that I see that are pervasive in what's going on for Manifest. There are five things that I want to point out to you, and I'm sure you've heard some of them before, but let me just isolate them again, and you'll probably hear some of this on the call tonight as well, that I call game changers for Manatech. And what they are, and they all work together, okay? And what they are is as follows. We have the game changer of Nutriveris. And I can use the word now. Woohoo! How many of you saw, you know, Rob Sennett? Yeah, great. It's just fun. I absolutely love the logo from last Tuesday night. I love the little plant that comes out for the V. I think that's so cool. It makes me feel refreshed. It looks fresh to me. It looks like what we are, which is, authentic nutrition. That's what it means. Nutriveris in Latin means authentic nutrition. So, and that's who we are. That's really what totally distinguishes us from everybody else. And let me just update you. I don't think I mentioned this before, but when I was at corporate, talking to Sam, he told me that the company, somebody was, you know, bringing up Juice Plus, and some of you might even be Juice Plus distributors. I don't know who's on this call. We have a lot of group of people. But, you know, I listened to Sam, and what they did is they took the Juice Plus product just in the last few months, and they had it sent out to an independent laboratory. So this wasn't Manatech doing any testing. It was an independent laboratory to test the Juice Plus product. Because, you know, a lot of these companies represent that they're 100% natural, and Juice Plus has the representation about it being all from fruits and vegetables, right? Well, it turns out, first of all, common sense tells you if their product all comes from fruits and vegetables, how are they getting standardized vitamins and minerals in it? They can't. They can't get your daily recommended amount, because you and I know it takes 53 peaches to get your daily amount of vitamin A, right? Remember, we know the studies. 50 years ago, it took 2 peaches to get your vitamin A. Today, it takes 53. Well, there's no way Juice Plus is putting 53 peaches worth of nutrients into one bottle of their product. So Manatech, when they sent it out, they got it. The word back was that the base that Juice Plus uses is raw fruits and vegetables, but they're loading it up with synthetic vitamins and minerals because they, in order to reach the levels that they have in it, that's what they needed to do. Isn't that amazing? I mean, logic told me they couldn't do it, but now it's nice to know that an independent third-party laboratory tells us. And I was at a home and garden show and stopped by because there were Juice Plus distributors there. In fact, there were two of them, and I had fun with them. I said to one of them, I said, now, why should I buy from you instead of buying from the other person here? And they started laughing. It was funny. But I didn't buy from either of them, of course. But I talked to them about the study that had been done, and they said, oh, that's impossible. And then the woman, after she told me it was impossible, that there was synthetic in it, then about 2 minutes later in the conversation, she said, well, you know, Mary Jo, because we both are on a first-name base at a time, she says, it could be that, you know, we just can't get enough organic-based, you know, plants. If we can't get enough of the raw plants to put in our product, then we might sometimes have to rely on synthetic. And I thought, well, that was horrible. First of all, I thought, I wish I had this on tape for Manatech Associates to see exactly the kind of languaging and backtracking you never want to do whenever you discuss your product. Right? I mean, it's like not a selling point whatsoever. But the poor woman found herself stuck in a situation where she just felt awkward, and she had already lied, and then she had to backtrack to try to make it. And then she came up with something off the top of her head that might make sense, but really doesn't make sense, because I think there's an unlimited amount of peaches out there, right? If you really wanted to put it all from fruits and vegetables. But the real issue would be Juice Plus would cost $300 a bottle if they tried to get it all from fruits and vegetables, the way they're trying to do it now. But it's important that we know that's just a side tail, but to go back to what we have and for you to really truly appreciate what you have with Manatech. I mean, that there is nothing synthetic about Ambertose, Phytomatrix, Nutriveris, these, I mean, this is a company that's truly, totally convicted about what they're putting in their products, that it needs to be real, and that's what Nutriveris is authentic and real. And there's so much more to know about Nutriveris. I could sit here and talk to you for an hour just on this one product and probably still not be done with all the knowledge I have about what's gone into this product. But the problem with it is that that's the reason Rob Sennett didn't do it, the reason I'm honoring Manatech by not doing it on this call, is because it's going to be all disclosed at Manifest. And that's why you want to be there. You want to be there to hear about it. You want to get every aspect of it, understand this critical ingredient called rice bran, which is just unbelievable. The history of it is unbelievable. It gives me goosebumps when I talk about it. But you want to be there to hear about it, to be a part of that, and go through the same goosebumps that all of us did as we were privy to it as a bunch of presidentials over at corporate last week and the week before. So Nutriveris, a game changer, and it's also a game changer. It's a game changer because of the pricing of it. It truly is a product that's going to allow every single Manatech associate to go out there and sign up 2, 3, 4 people a week. Because now you're just purely finding consumers at $50 a month. And that's not a hard thing to do. With what we have to compete with, which is real, authentic nutrition, that's not a hard thing to do at $50 a month. And that concept of it's too expensive is a thing of the past. Put it behind you, never will happen again with Nutriveris. So we have the product. That's number one, a game changer. Number two, we have Navigate, which is the system. So we have the product. We have the system with Navigate. So easy, so duplicatable, you know, paint-by-number system. A lot of you are very familiar with it because I trained on it. I've been privy to it. I've been working with it now for 2.5 months. My nephew is now Navigate San Diego, as he calls himself. He got his business card last week, and he just almost lost it. He was so excited. In fact, I heard from them from Las Vegas because they are going to a wedding out there that his business cards were with him. So what fun is that? I mean, it's a blast. He's 28 years old, and there are many of us out there that know of kids that are younger, and it's not just about the younger generation. It's about you and I, too, having an easier approach to doing the business, and that's what we all want, Manatech Made Easy, and the system, Navigate system, makes it that way. By the way, this week I sent out another email. I had a three-way call with somebody, with a brand-new person. And how did I put together the follow-up email? I took it right out of Navigate. Beautiful, picturesque background. Just hit the home run ball with that. And that's what you want to do. You want to put your best foot forward and your best presence forward, and Navigate allows us to do that. So we have the system. Number three, the consumer acquisition program. We truly have an honoring of the consumer program. I think this is the first time. I never liked the member program. I love this program because it got rid of so many of the issues I had around the member program. Wonderful that consumers can pay the same price. Why did we ever penalize consumers? We love consumers. We want tons of people to come in and consume this product. Yes, we'd like some business builders mixed in there, but, you know, they will show up. If you present the business, you'll find them. But in the meantime, let's make sure our consumers are respected and get the honor that they deserve. And that's what this program does. And it's also a huge moneymaker for you. So let's go into the fourth. Okay, so you have the product, the system. You have the honoring of consumers. Number four is the money, the comp plan. The consumer acquisition program alone will blow your socks off on how much money you can make. Because of the fact that in that program, every consumer can go, has incentive, is totally incentivized to go out and find four others so they can get their products for free. So all of a sudden, you're going to have an active consumer base for the first time in Manitech, which is going to be joyful. But that, plus the 18-month business plan, which I think is awesome, what does it do for people? Not only does it help them make money, $10,000, $20,000 bonuses, they get iPads, and all that, getting into that different directorship level so they can participate in the different pools, okay? But it also gives people a plan. So it's something that you can always start with any associate that you get involved in. In other words, you don't have to sit there and try to teach them the entire compensation plan before they get out of the chute running with it. And people have a hard time building a plan for themselves, and you are always the one that builds it for them, but what better way than to show them the best plan out there, which is 18 months of presidential. And very doable, especially with this huge consumer element that's added as well, because all of that volume goes into their organization to get them to presidential. So it's great, great, great. A lot of PV occurs and your ability to do that. So the comp plan with the pools, the 18-month program, the new consumer acquisition program is really about making money easy. And then the fifth game changer to me is the give for real, the mission. So you have the product, the system, the honoring of consumers, the money, and the mission, those five. And the mission of Give for Real is so much greater today for me than it was when it first kicked off, because I finally, 6 months ago, absorbed it in my heart that we really are going to stomp out global malnutrition. I believe, Manit, that's the destiny of this company. And so with that belief, I carry forward in a new direction, because now I truly have absorbed it internally. I've internalized it to absorb it, that it really is going to happen. The second aspect of Give for Real, because, of course, it's been around for a year and a half now. The second aspect that is new, though, for a lot of you is going to be approaching nonprofits and the ability to do that in a much more effective and efficient way. And you know that you can see that we're opening Ukraine. A lot of you have looked on what's new in Manitech. You can say pre-registration in Ukraine and Belarus and all these places. And some of you are going, Mary Jo, I have a friend specifically who's going, when are we going to open Poland? I mean, why do they choose Ukraine over Poland, by gosh? And anyway, the reason is because of the work Sam's already done there with that huge church, who was barely waiting for us to come up with a single product that they could market. And now that they have that with Nutriverus, they're going to be off to the races running with this as soon as the product's available in April. So the not-for-profit concept is going to be something we're all going to be working with in a huge way post-manifest. And the mission is only going to be that much greater for all of us and being a part of and really driving, because now we can really make a difference in so many different arenas. And when I describe this whole mission thing, I always get into the wins, and I end up with win-win, win-win-win. It's like there's so many wins, I can't say it enough. So what a blessing. So that's my kickoff to Manifest. That's my feeling about what's coming upon us in the next 5 weeks. And again, my grave recommendation to every single person involved with Manitech in any way, shape, or form. And for those of you on this call, or if you have people in your organization that have given up on Manitech in the past or have walked the other direction, I just implore you to reconnect with them and say, could you give it one more shot? Just come to Manifest with me, and I promise you, if you walk away from that event and you say, this isn't for me, I will honor and respect that, and I will not touch base with you again. I will promise that. But you've had a heart and passion for this. It's in your heart. It's in your gut. You know this is right. Why did you get involved in the first place? So give it one last chance. Come to Manifest. Okay, so that's it, people. Now I'm going to turn it over to Lydia, and she's going to help you a little bit along the line of our last week here of Business Period 3 and support you in making some great headway in making sure everybody's covered and your business is growing at the pace it should be and you're not losing anything in the transition from period to period. So here's Lydia.
Hello, hold on for 1 second. Let me get Mary Jo's headphones. for me. But in the meantime, if you guys could all get logged into your success tracker, that would be the best way to go through this next part of the training.
Hello, all. I am back again. This is Lydia. And Mary Jo just wanted me to let you know that we just got an email in. We just got a brand new sign-up. So I'm kicking her out of the room. But I just wanted to go through some of the reports of what we use in Success Tracker on a monthly basis, especially during the last week of the business period. So if you do have questions, feel free to unmute yourself. Again, to unmute yourself, you hit *7, and that will unmute your line. So when it's down to the last week of the business period, there's a few things I do, and there's certain things I do on certain days. But I'm gonna start, and I log into Success Tracker. The first thing that I always look at, I click under Early Warning, and you'll see that on the bar on the left side of your screen. And that's going to open basically at the top of, say, Reports Overview. And under Early Warning, the first thing that you see is automatic orders in exception. Because these are ones where something's gone with the credit card number, and it can be as easy as just the expiration date's changing, where you just have to call them and get their new expiration date. What I always do, I offer, if it's expiration date or they got a new credit card, I offer to always call Manatech for them and get it taken care of. Is there a question?
Yes, there is. This is Joy. You know what, on the left side you said Reports Overview. And
mm-hmm.
Then what was after that that you clicked on?
Under Early Warning. And then it's automatic orders and exception.
Okay, early warning. Oh, it's on the right. Okay, so on the right
mm-hmm.
is early warning.
Yep.
And then it's
automatic orders and exception.
Okay, you know what? I don't have, shoot.
And you know what? If you are a silver and not a gold, you may not have access to some of these reports. Could be the other thing.
Obviously, I don't hear. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Yep. I always say if you're serious about doing this as a business, you need to have the gold. And also, when you have gold and also Mana Pages, you get the free gold mail for free. So.
Well, I was going to say, too, aren't they going to start at Manifest the whole new thing with
Navigate? And
exactly.
For $29, you will get all of it.
Everything. And it's also going to, it's also going to be the gold mail, which is the videos
mm-hmm.
and all, everything's going to be included.
Yep.
Okay.
Would you guys like a training on the gold mail?
Sure. That'd
okay.
be awesome. Because I know it's still offered for free, isn't it? That's what
I was
told.
If you have the gold success tracker.
Oh, I see. Okay, gotcha.
But not
okay.
next week, because we have Al Bala next week on the call. So maybe the 26th, I will do a training on gold mail.
Terry has gold mail, and she's a silver success tracker.
Yeah, this is Rebecca, Lydia, and I just got an email that we get gold mail. I'm on silver, only on silver as
okay.
well.
Okay, and that may be a possibility.
We're just
yep.
starting that, yeah.
Lydia?
But a training would be good.
Okay, wait. So hold on 1 second. Somebody was saying yes?
I just said the training would be good. Thank you.
Yeah. Somebody was before that was saying my name.
Are you using a PC or a Mac?
In Success Tracker, are you talking about?
Well, I have a Mac computer, and I get on Success Tracker, and I have News Center, Success Tracker, Reports, and Graphs. Now, which one of those do I hit?
On the bottom, on the left side of your screen, it's going to say
early warning?
No, it doesn't.
I click on there.
It just says log out or help menu.
What's farther down? Then I have no, because I am a, I'm actually doing it on a Mac, on a, and so Mac and PC.
Well, I do have the gold, so I'm just concerned that I can't get into any of these things.
Some of these you will, some of you won't. Because I'm doing it from a Mac, so Mac, it's not a Mac issue.
Okay.
The only issue with a Mac that I've learned that comes from Success Tracker, if you have Lion, you can no longer use the Tree View when you download it, because that program does not run on the Mac with a Lion.
Okay, I'm just lost anyway. That's okay. Go ahead.
Okay, so that's the first thing I do is I look at automatic orders and exceptions. Those are the easiest ones that we can clear out and get fixed and get that GPV back into the downline. The next report I always go to is terminated automatic orders. And I run it for the current business period that we're in right now. And this is going to show me who has canceled an automatic order. If you could find out why they're canceling it as soon as possible, you have the best opportunity to get them back on. And when you click on that report, and I don't change any specifications, I just click on Show Report, it's going to show me their account number, name, phone number, and the current PPV and one and two periods ago. So you could also track them to say, you know what, they're ones that maybe order every other month, so that's why they canceled. But always call them and say, okay, is there something going on? How can we support you? And so that is my next report that I always run. And let me go back. And my next report I run from that point, when I'm looking at who to contact of to get them back on automatic order or to see if they stopped, there's under marketing, there's a recent buyers on or not on automatic order. And it always, if you're always, you're looking at a report and you're going, well, what is that report for? When you click on a specific report, like this one says recent buyers on or not on automatic order, it says, right underneath it says, click here for description of this report and business tips for using a report. If you click on there, that's going to give you just some information of what this report is for. Is there a question? Must not be. And this one, there's an automatic order option, not an automatic order or on automatic order. I'm always going to want to put the ones not on automatic order. I click on Show Report. And again, now this is going to show me the people who were on an automatic order and now are not on an automatic order. And so this is another route that I go to. And then you just call people and find out what's going on. Just care about their person and just care about them, and then that will get you some volume back into your downline to get you qualified for regional, national, executive, and presidential, obviously. The next report that I always do, and these other ones I can start on Monday. These next ones I normally start on Wednesday, and it's under bonus opportunity. The first ones I do is associates close to a team bonus. I click on that report, don't change any specifications, and I just click on Show Report. And these are going to show me people who are close to a, normally I think between 4 and 5 of a team bonus. And if they have 5, I'll definitely call them to get one more person in there so they could get their team bonus. You know, the other thing you'll see is if it's in red, that means that they do not have an automatic order themselves. So those are the other ones that I'll call to say, hey, if you place an order, we find one more, you'll get a team bonus. Does anybody have any questions about that report?
Lydia?
Yes?
This is Rebecca. I know by looking on my tree view that there's one person that's one way from having a team bonus, but it doesn't show up on this report. Do you know why? why that would happen?
I have no idea.
Yeah, because, well, they're doing the four. I mean, it's a person that has, it's in my one leg that has four.
You know what, and I think this is not pulling up people with fours. This is only people where you get six to have a team bonus.
Okay, because I think there are, like, now that I think of it, there's probably two of them that just four. So this is only doing the six. Do you think they'll change that then?
I have no idea.
Okay, but that's why then. I guess that's why, because it's the four. Those people have four to qualify, not six. Okay, thank you.
You are not a problem. And so then the next report I always run, and this is definitely one I'll also do a couple times on Friday, and it's a report right underneath there, and it says associates who are qualified for the team bonus. You may have associates who have the six to get a team bonus, but the problem comes in, they do not have an automatic order themselves. So they're just shooting themselves in the foot by not getting an order. So these are the ones that then I would call and say, hey, if you just place an order, you'll get at least a $100 check back. so that's what I, for that, so I use that report, and that's when I'll run, definitely Friday, because that's the last day. Then the other report I always, there's a couple other ones that I run starting on Wednesday. When we're working with people with a power bonus, associates close to their personal power bonus, so we can let them know, hey, you only need one more All-Star and you just earned your power bonus. But the next real great one is associates close to the next leadership level. And this one I keep track on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, because these are people who are close to a regional, national, executive, or presidential, and they only may need, sometimes they need to get to national, they may only need six GPV in one leg. You don't want anybody to fall short for that little amount of volume. And especially when you start calling on Wednesday, at that point, it's easy for them to really generate the extra volume in there.
Which report was that, Lydia? What report?
Was associates close to next leadership level.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Remember, that's one you just don't want to, you don't want to miss out. And you don't want somebody underneath you to miss out. And so these are the reports that I run starting normally Tuesday, Wednesday of this week, just because it gives me the most time to make the phone calls and to get the extra volume that you need to end out your business period to have a fantastic business period. Does anybody have any questions? Well, great. And then the other ones, I just want to go over a couple of them, because those are reports that I do throughout the end of the business, through the end of the business period. While we're looking, because I know Mary Jo did a great talk to you this morning about manifest registrations. You could have access to who in your downline is registered for manifest. So you could, you know, A, contact them saying, hey, glad you're coming to manifest, or B, just encourage them maybe to invite somebody else. Under marketing, there's a report called Event Registration Report. You click on there. You just click on Event. You have to scroll down. Manifest on the first screen is 10 or 15 down there. It'll say Manifest 2012. And it's going to show you everybody who you have registered for Manifest there. So, again, that's a great one just to get, because we want this manifest, it's going to be the best one ever. I'm super excited about it. Any other questions?
Lydia?
Yes.
When I did my report for the associates close to their team bonus,
mm-hmm.
I came up with one that just had four orders.
Yep, and you know, it goes. They need. They already have quality. That goes from four and five. They'll show up on that report.
Okay. Well, I thought you had told someone just a minute ago that it must not show the ones that had four.
These are four, but they're needing six to qualify.
Correct. I just wanted to say, you know, the report is showing the ones that just have four.
Correct, but it doesn't show that they're qualified for their team bonus.
No, I was just wanting to say that it does show when there's just four. You had said earlier when you were talking to another lady.
Let me just explain. They have four, but are the four directly underneath them? If you click on show team of that four, I'm going to bet that you're going to have they're not directly sponsored by that person. You remember, and to qualify for the team bonus, you either need to have the old way of six, no more than three in one leg, or four that are directly sponsored by the person.
Okay, looks like one of the legs has two different people in it. Is that what you're
saying? So when that four one is telling you, it still needs two more to get to six.
Right.
There's a count of four.
I understand that. I just
not showing up there.
Right. I just thought you had told one of the other ladies that the report didn't show when you just had four.
We were talking with her specific. She was one where they only needed four directly sponsored, and that one wasn't showing up on there.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Lydia, this is Anita.
Hey, Anita.
I got into the directions on how to do the terminated auto orders, but I don't know how to get out of it. It won't let me go back to what I was.
In the upper left side of your screen, you have that little red circle. Just click on that, and that's going to close that one screen down. It opens it up as a new web page.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. I was afraid it would take me out of the whole thing.
Nope.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Well, if not, that's really what I wanted to cover. I'm just going to... Maria DiZago sent me an email. I just want to answer that email, and it talks about gold mail being functional for Mac users. I don't believe that's happening until the end of March. I've been able to utilize it because I run parallel, so I run PC on my Mac. So that's one way you can get around it until it becomes officially. And my understanding was it was going to be the end of March, hold on a second. It's going to be the mid-March 2012 is the latest. I just did FAQs. Any other questions? Well, that's all that we really have for the call this morning. Then we ended about 5 minutes. Don't forget, Al Bauer is going to be on our call next week. And then just make this the best end of the business period ever. Was there a question?
Lydia?
Yes.
Lydia, this is Vicki Lynn. Hey, the people that we enrolled in January, they should be counting for our points, correct?
They should be counting for your points for...
the trip and also for the iPad, right? I signed up people toward the end of January, and they don't show up on my points.
Check the end of the business period.
Okay. So what business periods are counting for? Would you give us those again?
Hold on one. Oh, can you hold on 1 second, please? Let me see what I could.
I think it's after the 20th.
But I'm getting the document as we speak.
Lydia, while you're looking at that, I have a question. This is Rebecca. That call tonight, is that going to be interfering with the call that, I don't know if you said something about the call that Mary Jo has tonight, or navigate your way to.
We are still doing our webinar at 8:30 for the people in the program.
Uh-huh.
That call, Mary Jo is going to be on at the very beginning. I think the other thing is realize that call is more to drive people to be at Manifest. If you're coming to Manifest,
oh yeah,
then I'm going to say you need to be on Mary Jo's training.
Okay, got it. Okay.
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 I think the new associates, the sign up of the new associates, you don't get points. They have to be enrolled after from business period two on. But I think you get their automatic, if they're on automatic order, you get those points for the iPad and stuff.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. So the
make sure the ones that you enrolled in January are in automatic order.
Okay. All right. Well, I did get those points, but I didn't get any sign up for signing them up.
Yep. Okay. Those don't count.
Okay. So it started in business period two.
Correct.
Okay.
But they're giving you automatic order points.
Okay.
Lydia, this is Evangeline, and I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
And in registering and getting one free, I want to find out if I have already registered and I want to register somebody else, do I still get one free or not?
Yes,
or
as long as you do it this week.
Oh, okay, because I had a brand new consultant that I enrolled, and she went ahead and paid, but she didn't do it under my name. So that's gone down the drain. But if I get somebody else, I can get one free.
She didn't. Say that one more time.
Okay. I enrolled someone, and she, on her own, enrolled in a Manifest.
Okay.
And so she did not do it under my name or whatever.
You actually have a free registration for Manifest. And then, and what is her name?
Her name is Betty, Betty Flentge, Flentge, Flentge.
Okay, and she also has a free registration for Manifest.
Okay, so had she done it under me at the same time, she would have gotten a free registration.
Gets a free one. She had to pay for her Manifest registration.
Yes.
But now she has an extra free one, and you have an extra free one, correct?
Oh, okay, so if I enroll my daughter, for example, I can get a free one?
You could actually use your daughter and use the free one. And then if you just want to sit in Mary Jo's section, you just have to pay the seat.
We both are.
Yep.
Okay.
You're going to be getting an email because I have a list of people in our group who have free tickets who have not utilized the free tickets yet.
All right. That'll be fine.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Any other questions?
That's it.
Well, you guys all have a great last week of the business period. Utilize Success Tracker, and we'll be on the phone next week. Any other final questions? Nope. Have a great week.